All right, so how did you guys get involved with this project? I mean, this is like a pretty obscure film, and how did you get interested in it?
Well, actually, I have some personal history with it. As you may or may not know, the play is about Topsy, who is a circus elephant, who supposedly went rogue and ended up killing a trainer, and then was electrocuted by Thomas Edison on Coney Island 111 years ago, this week, as I'm speaking. It was January of 1903. And I didn't know, my great-grandfather, on my mother's side, worked for Thomas Edison, specifically in the film department at this time. And I never really knew much about his life. I never met the man. And my mother wasn't terribly fond of him, and I don't even think my grandmother was that fond of him. He wasn't a very likable man. So I didn't know much about his life, but when my grandmother died, I was left this obituary of my great-grandfather that said that at one time he was president of Edison Films. At least that's what the newspaper said. And I tried to do a little research, and I couldn't really find a whole lot. I did find kind of a snarky footnote in a book about the history of cinema that said that he was a salesman that Edison promoted to screw over someone else. It doesn't sound like it was very prestigious or long-lasting, for that matter. But anyway, just a few months ago, Turner Classic Movies was doing, they were showing this 15-part documentary on the history of film, and they were showing basically the supporting films to go with it. And so, of course, you can't really tell the entire history of film without going back to those Edison shorts. So they showed about 90 minutes of them one evening, and I watched with complete fascination. I'd never seen them before. I'd heard about them. Everyone thought that they were long lost. This is, of course, long before YouTube for me. But then, you know, 2 months ago, I saw it on Turner Classic Movies. I saw the shorts. They were amazing and fun and interesting. And then I heard about Topsy, and I had never heard the story before, and I was just completely fascinated by it and horrified, of course, by the film, but really just intrigued by it. And I thought, this is a play. That story has to be a play. But in all honesty, I didn't think I was the person to write it. I immediately thought of my one of my closest friends, Chris Van Strander, who is an amazing playwright and has such a way with language and with history. He writes a lot of historical plays, and I swear the man is like Herman Melville reincarnated or something. His use of language is just so beautiful. So I immediately thought of Chris, and by coincidence, I was going to his home for brunch the following weekend, and I said to him at brunch, I said, Chris, I have your next play. And I said, have you ever heard of Topsy? And of course, being Chris Van Strander, he did know of Topsy, and he knew the whole story and repeated it back to me. And I said, yes, you have to write that. He said, that would make a really good play, wouldn't it? I said, absolutely. And then we just kind of left it at that. And then that very next week, I heard that the Metropolitan Playhouse was doing a Gilded Age festival. And I'd worked there last year. They had produced a play of mine called My First Lady in their Founding Fathers Festival. And so I called Alex, who's the artistic director of the theater, and I asked him when the deadline was, and it turned out I just missed it, but he said he was going to extend it a few days. So I immediately called Chris and said, Chris, please write a proposal for this festival. This play would be amazing in it. You have to write this. And he said, I can't write a play that quickly. You know, some playwrights write very quickly and others don't. And I'm sort of in between myself. Chris will take several years to write a play, and because he does a lot of research and really loves all the fine details, whereas my plays are more character-driven and witty, and I don't do a lot of research on my work personally. So anyway, he said he couldn't write a play that quickly, but perhaps if I would co-write it with him, he thought maybe it could get done. He could write half a play in that time. So we were writing together for the very first time, which is exciting. We've been friends for many, many years. And it's been a really great process, I have to say. As I said, Chris is just so amazing at period pieces. And he's done an amazing amount of research on this. He knows the story inside and out. And I've been developing characters and circus jokes and elephant jokes and, you know, just fart jokes and whatever, just to kind of liven up the parts that I'm working on. But it's really come together in such a beautiful way, and the story is so worthy of telling and to be remembered and introduced to people who don't know the story. Because Topsy really did not deserve it. But the reason, she did kill someone, she did kill her trainer, but she was also horribly abused by that trainer. And she put up with it for many, many years. And then one day she just snapped when he put a cigar out on her trunk. She snapped and went crazy and crushed him, which is incredibly sad, of course. And as would be done today, you know, they decided that she had to be put down. But then the way it was done was just horrific. It was really done as a sideshow spectacle, and about 1,500 people bought tickets to see it and viewed it. And it was even though it was the middle of January, cold, dark, people showed up to see this elephant being electrocuted because it was so novel. And then, to make matters worse, perhaps, Edison filmed the whole thing. And then he showed it in all his Nickelodeons around the country. Made a lot of money off of that. So this play investigates Edison's motivation. It's about the convergence of film and spectacle and the development of electric currents and the death penalty and animal rights and what we do for money. And it has many different themes woven throughout it. And some really lively characters, such as Thomas Alva Edison, the elephant keeper, a guy named Whitey Alf, who is like a real kind of greasy, shady circus carny, but a man who ultimately really did the right thing, and he was not the man who was killed. He was the person who took care of Topsy, and really loved Topsy, and refused to attend the electrocution or be a part of it in any way. So there are a lot of interesting characters, and it's a really rich story, and a fascinating piece of history, I think, for everyone. But as I said, especially for me, I don't know that my great-grandfather was involved in that particular film, but he was working for Thomas Edison in his film department at this time. So for me, the play has a very special meaning. And curious to see how it all comes together by next week. It's an ambitious project.
You need a very special cast to pull this off, and I mean, you seemingly got it. So, yeah. What was it like to put the cast together for this thing?
It was fantastic. One of the things Chris and I decided, because we were writing it so quickly, that we would write it for people we wanted to work with, people we love, and so I'm working again with people who I just worked with a lot this past year. I had a few plays produced this past year. I worked with Wendy Merritt last year and Alyssa Simon, and I'm working with both of them again. And Alyssa's husband, Lynn Berg, is in it, who's a wonderful actor. And an amazing actor, John Thomas Waite, is playing Thomas Edison. And then a few friends of Chris's as well. Kevin Orton and Rick Walter are both very close friends of Chris. And then my nephew is in it. We needed a kid. And my 11-year-old nephew C.J. Trenacosta will be making his state debut, well, outside of school, that is. And he's really wonderful, I'm happy to say. And it's being directed by Dave Elliott, who is a fantastic director for this piece, because he's, wherever he goes, Dave is always like the smartest guy in the room. He's incredibly intelligent. He really understands the play, the period, all the complicated themes that we're throwing at him. He gets it on a very deep level. And he's a wonderful guy. And he just won a Tony this past spring for the Christopher Duran play, which he produced. He's doing a lot of producing. He's right now producing the production of St. Joan and Hamlet that's happening downtown with Bedlam. Mm-hmm. So he's a wonderful theater guy. He knows everything. And he's really doing an amazing job with the script and with the actors.
Okay, last question from me. How do you want this production to affect people?
Wow, that's a big question. Well, to be honest, at the very final moment of the play, we do show Edison's film, and we hope by that point the audience has built up a real alliance with Topsy, but at the same time understanding the complexities of the situation for Edison and for the circus people. But at the same time, I hope people will ultimately be moved and just face the world kinder and gentler, which is a pretty lofty ambition for a 90-minute play, I guess. I think it's all about compassion.